Aidan Cohen admits he struggles with the curse of the suburban shopper.
I have a bunch of reusable bags in my trunk, but I don't always get them into the business that where I'm doing my shopping.
Cohen is not only a shopper. He's also with Austin Resource Recovery, the agency in charge of promoting the city's bag ordinance. Right now, it's not a big deal to forget your reusable bag, but in 3 weeks, you'll probably have to pay for bags. Paper and plastic bags will come with handles, and they'll be thick enough to be used 100 times. The ordinance makes businesses responsible for reminding customers with signs posted inside by the checkout counter and outside at the parking lot or by the door. Some nonprofits are exempt from the bag ordinance. So are some businesses.
The three that I think about that are kind of the biggest exemptions are the dry cleaning bags, the produce aisle bags, and restaurant bags.
Supermarkets will continue offering single-use bags for meats and bulk items, but they're transforming their checkout lanes. Walmart cashiers now bag purchases in whatever bag they still have in store. Earlier this month, they started phasing out their bag inventory. Target stores now offer a variety of cloth bags, and local HEBs will be giving away reusable bags on the 16th. Ken Slack owns a convenience store downtown. With the clock ticking before the ordinance kicks in, he's still shopping around for a bag supplier. But he's not worried.
There'll be a learning curve for certain, but it's not going to be as difficult to implement as I first imagined.
Non-compliant businesses face a Class C misdemeanor charge and a fine of up to $2,000. Joy Diaz, KUT News.